Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu umhlaka 7 imfufu 2016 ngu Chris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Kusethusile ukuhamba kwakhe. Kusethusile kakhulu. Because it didn't take long. Ngathathanga isikhathi eside. It was such a short illness ngingatsho. Mhlawumbe begula ngaphakathi. But engikwaziyo ukuthi wawa.
Obe ngumgcinisihlalo wekhomishin ebona ngezokukhumisana umlotha e-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission njalo onke waba ngusomlomo wedale lephalamende umnumzana Cyril Ndebele kasekho.
Uyaphanjaniswa sibili bonke yonke indawo. Kodwa uma umuntu ephambanisile ungwazi waze umdubule.
AbeZimbabwe asebehlala kwele Botswana bathukuthele ngesenzo samapholisa sokudubula omunye wabo ocine elahlekelwa yilihlo. Kuhlelo lwethu lweWoza Friday lamhlanje silomeli wedale lephalamende unkosikazi Sithembile Mlotshwa yena osencindezele idlalade lakhe lesibili elesihloko esithi Ngxabanqoza. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Obe ngumgcinisihlalo wekhomishini yezokuxolelana lokulondoloza ukuthula e-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission njalo owake waba ngusomlomo wedale lephalamende umnumzana Cyril Ndebele kasekho. UNdebele ubhubhele esibhedlela seMatadei koBulawayo lamhlanje ekuseni. UNompumelelo Moyo sipha lolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Izihlobo labangane zikaMuyi zithi ilizwe lilahlekelwe ngempela ngumuntu obesazi abantu njalo elolwazi olubanzi ngezemithetho kunye namalungelo oluntu. Udade wabo kaMuyi unkosikazi Theni Madade Ndebele Mijoso uthi ngempela imuli yakwabo ilahlekelwe okwamagama ngoba uNdebele ebegcine imuli enkulu. Wasola uhulumende owahluleka ukutholisa uZulu usizo lokwelatshwa lula ethi kulihlazo ukuthi ngemva kweminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha akula dokotela owazi ukuhlinza inhliziyo esigabeni seMandebeleni. Ekhala ngokuthi lendizamchina ebizothwala umniwabo iphuzile ukubuya ivela eHarare noma nje udokotela wakhe ubelokhe emlindele esigodlweni.
Kusethusile ukuhamba kwakhe. Kusethusile kakhulu. Because it didn't take long. Ngathathanga isikhathi eside. It was such a short illness ngingatsho. Mhlawumbe begula ngaphakathi. But engikwaziyo ukuthi wawa lapha endlini. Wahlanza but wavuka izolo. Wahambe e-town. Ezihambela sibili waphi kwangena egarden house ngihamba ngenyawo zakhe.
Unobhala jikelele webandla lezaphu udokotela Strike Mkandla owasebenza loMuyi ngesikhathi ibandla lelo lisakhokhelwa ngudokotela Joshua Nkomo ubike ukuba uNdebele ube yindoda emadodeni njalo ube ngumuntu othembekileyo ebandleni. Ethi uMuyi ngomunye wamadoda ancedisa izaphu ekuphumeni kumanyano weUnity Accord lezanu ngoba ingela zithelo. Umkanda uthi ucinane loMuyi izolo eGarden House engatshengisi ukuphatheka kakhulu kodwa ekhala ngokuthi kukhona okungahambi kahle emzimbeni wakhe kwacina esegijimiselwa eMatadei ngemva kwemini enkulu.
USilo Ndebele mina ngumaziye ngisesengumfana omncinyane ngoba ngomunye walabo esabafica bese London behlala eLondon babe baningi ngabantu ababeyizaphu bonke abanye bakhona basebevele emajele njalo abanye babephume ezikolo basiphatha njengabantu okumele bakhulume labo babenganini ukuxoxa labantu abasha.
Umkandla ubike ukuba efika eNgilandi ngo-1974 wamukelwa ngumuyi uNdebele njalo ngaleso sikhathi wayemele ibandla lezaphu eNgilandi lase-European Union ethi noma ephenduka ekhaya umuyi kazange alahleke uphumule elokhe esekela ibandla lezaphu njalo ukuba nguchalimani wekhomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha bekumfanele ngoba umthetho ebengawuphumputhi. Udaba lokutshona kukaNdebele luvuse ubulawayo ngokudana okukhulu ngoba ube yindoda esebenza gadalala kuthi lapho abambe khona kucace. Imuli yakwaNdebele ibuthene eWoodville eMimosa Farm ku-7B Hope Road. Umuyi ube neminyaka engamachumi ayisificaminwemibili lantathu 83 njalo uthiye umkakhe unkosikazi Veneta labantwana abahlanu amantombazana amabili lamajaha amathathu labazukulu abambalwa. Unkosikazi Veneta oseNgilandi ukhangelelwe ukuza ekhaya labanye abantwana abasemazweni. Imuli ithi isahlala phansi ihlela ngokubekwa kukamuyi. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Siyabonga Nompumelelo. Abasebenza lo muyi uMnumzana Ndebele bathi wayengumuntu wayelesifiso sokuthi ilizwe lithole uzibuse ogcweleyo. Njengesibonelo bathi bona uNdebele wake waxophana loMongameli Mugabe lapho aze avumele wayelilunga ledale lePhalamende uMnumzana Tsikamai Mavaire ukuthi akhulume edale esola uMongameli Mugabe esithi kasuke esikhundleni. Lokhu kwabangela ukuthi uNdebele asuswe esikhundleni sokuba ngusomlomo wedale lePhalamende ngomnyaka ka-1997. Kusukisela ngaleso sikhathi ubesezisebenzela umsebenzi awufundela phetheya wokuba ligqwetha waze wakhethwa ukuba ngumgcinihlalo weCommission ye Peace and Reconciliation ngomnyaka odluleyo. Sixoxe lomunye owasebenza lomuyi ekuvuyo lezibra.
Mina nginguQueen Maligwa. Empini ngangingusimangaliso Mpofu. Ngathena ngisemkhushi ngibambe isikhundla sika company commander. Ngemva kwalokho ngasuka ngaya eYugoslavia ngisiya trainer under intelligence. After i-training yami ku-intelligence I came back home. Ngabuya eZambia, from Zambia ngabuya lapha ekhaya. Ngajoina i-army. I rose through ranks up to i-rank eka W1 where I left the army ngingumajor. Khathesi ezithizi ngilunga le wo veterans and ngilunga le Zimbabwe People First. Into uNdebele esimkhumbula ngayo yimisebenzi yakhe emihle kakhulu le sacrifice ayithathayo during the liberation strike and after. Kaningi ebantwini abanje nxa sebesithile sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba abaningi bakhona abakatholi umvuzo wempi yenkululeko njalo abakaboni ukuthi lekulweni kwethu kuyini esakulwelayo.
UMnumzana Ndebele siyabona ukuthi waba lezikhundla eziningi ezigoqela ukuba ngusomlomo wedale lePhalamende. Lingathi wayengumuntu onjani kakhulu nxa likhangele ukubana wayegcinisele izikhundla ezinje?
Ya, ukuba ngusomlomo kaPhalamende lezikhundla lezi eziningi azibambayo uyabe ezibambile sibili. Kodwa njengoba lisazi ukuthi thina sinje siyabe uyabungela uyabe engakhululekanga ukuthi expressela isizwe sakibo. Uyabe khuluma khonokho okuyabe kufanele ukuthi akukhulume ngaleso sikhathi, like ukuthi uyabe yi-mouthpiece yomunye umuntu ekhuluma engakhululekanga ukuthi uyabumelele isizwe sakini ngeqiniso.
Lo ke ngunkosikazi Queen Maligwa owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo lezibra ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Abenhlanganiso yeWorld Food Program sebemanyene labe United Nations Population Fund, Women and Alliance International labo gatsha lwezempila kahle ukuphathisa emkhankasweni wokuqeda udubo lokonakala kwabesifazane ngemva kokubeletha, campaign to end obstetric fistula. uMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abe-WFP laba bathi bathethele linyathelo ukuphathisa ngosizo lokudla olunikezwa omama abazokwelatshwa esibhedlela seChinoyi ukuze bathole ukudla okulohlonzi bengakayihlinzwa lalapho sebehlinziwe. Lolu sizo lubalisa umumbo wokugayisa ukuze bathole impuphu, amafutha okuphekisa kanye lendumba. Lolu hlelo lusungulwe ngomnyaka odluleyo esibhedlela seChinoyi njalo lukhangelelwe ukuqhutshwa kuze kuyefika umnyaka ka-2020. Emkhosini wokunikeza lokhu kudla kwabesibhedlela seChinoyi Provincial Hospital, ummeli we-UNFPA eZimbabwe, uMnumzana Sheikh Sise Tijiane, uveze ukuba bakubone kufanele ukukhulumisana labe-WFP ukuze batholise usizo lokudla. UTidiane ethi ngoba benanzelela ukuba lanxa indleko zokuhlinzwa kwabesifazane laba bezihlawulwa imali zosizo ezanikezwa inhlanganiso yakhe lezinye, bekulodubo kwezokubatholisa ukudla ngesikhathi besesibhedlela seChinoyi sona esibhekane lenkinga zokusilela kwemali laso. Kuthi ummeli we-WFP eZimbabwe, uMnumzana Eddie Rowe, uthe kungalesi sizathu abenhlanganiso yakhe bethethele linyathelo ngemva kokunazelela ukuba iningi labesifazane abehlelwa yilolu daba kungabayanga abavela emadolobheni lemaphandleni abanganelisi ukuzinakekela. Balujabulele lolu sizo omama abakuzibanga ezehlukeneyo zokwelatshwa kulesi sibhedlela. Bethi luzobasiza kakhulu, abanye babo bese begcina behlala isikhathi eside bengakahlinzwa ngesizathu sokuba bengaphilanga kubangelwa ikusilela kokudla. Unkosikazi Priscilla Mabande osebenza kuhlangothi olubona ngezokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni ye-Women and Health Alliance International ngomunye wabalujabulelayo lolu hlelo.
Sijabule kakhulu ngoba kuyasinceda, kuyanceda isibhedlela sakhona, kuyanceda abesifazi laba. Izinto bezihlupha ngoba abaningi abafazi laba bayaba bengasilanga, imizila yabo iyaba ingayenelisi ukuthi babe lama-operations lawo.
Ethi luzophathisa ukwehlisa udubo lokusilela kokudla abesibhedlela seChinoyi ababhekane lalo.
Kusho ukuthi abesifazi abaningi babe besila uku-operatwa okwenzakeleyo khona, njalo kusho ukuthi abanye abangaka-operatwi bazaba benelisa ukuthi babuye eChinoyi kumbe endawo lapho esibalama-operations lawo.
Abe-WFP bathembise njalo ukubangenisa kwezinye inhlelo zabo omama laba zokutholisa uZulu obhekane lendlala ukudla ngemva kokuba sebephumile esibhedlela. Ngimela iStudio 7 ngiseChinoyi, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
AbeZimbabwe asebehlala eBotswana bathukuthele ngesenzo samapholisa sokudutshulwa komunye wabo ilihlo ngenxa yokuthi kalamaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe okusemthethweni. UMartin Ngwenya usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseBotswana.
Ukudutshulwa kweZimbabwe ngenyanga edluleyo kukhwezele ukufuthelana phakathi kwezizalwane zamazwe omabili. AbeZimbabwe bathi amapholisa ayabahlukumeza njalo uZulu weBotswana jikelele kabathakazeleli ngesikhathi iningi labeZimbabwe lingena kumakhelwane ukuyadinga ukuziphilisa. Umzana Wayne Murowa udutshulwe ngesikhathi ezama ukubalekela amapholisa akade butha abangene elizweni ongekho emthethweni ngenyanga edluleyo. Phambilini komkhosi wokuthakazelela uzibuse waleli lizwe, imizamo yokumbuyisela eZimbabwe engelatshwanga yehlule ngemva kokuba basebenza emngceleni wePlumtree bayale umamukela enjalo. Wabuyiselwa emuva lapho aqhubeka ethola usizo lokwelatshwa endaweni yokugcinwa abangena eBotswana ongekho emthethweni eMolopolole ngaphandle nje kwesigodlo salelo lizwe iHaboroni. Lesi sehlalo sitshiye abeZimbabwe bephuphuma ngolaka bethi noma umuntu ephambanisile asikho isidingo sokumdubula njalo ungemelaphi.
LeBotswana lapha esicatshise khona amakhanda kuyaphanjaniswa sibili konke yonke indawo. Kodwa uma umuntu ephambanisile ungwazi waze umdubule.
Ngokunjalo uTinos Bebe uthi noma nje abeZimbabwe becunula umthetho ngokungena eBotswana ungekho emthethweni asikho isizathu sokudubula umuntu engahlomanga.
akuzwisise ukuthi kungani amaphuhla emdubulile umuntu lo ngoba ubengahlumanga engathola umbhobho esambeni la kumbe ezandleni zakhe.
Abanye bathi kumele uhulumende bobabili bahlalisane phansi bakhulumisane ngendaba ezifana lalezi ngoba siqhubeka zisegudwini.
Ya indaba lezi zithelela ulaka njalo ziyahlupha ngenxa yokuthi-ke kumele wona omabili amagavumenti ahlalisane phansi kukhulunyiswane ngazo.
Isehlakalo esifana lalesi zivamile kuzizalwane zeZimbabwe eBotswana. Iningi ikakhulu abangena elizweni ongekho emthethweni bazithola behlukuluzwa ezandleni zabomthetho kumbe kubolabo ababaqhatshileyo. Omunye umnumzana Gift Ncube walahlelwa izandla zombili ngemva kokudutshulwa ngumqhatshi ngesikhathi esiyafuna iholo lakhe. IBotswana yazama ukumbuyisela ekhaya engakayelatshwa njalo udaba lwakhe lungakathonisiswa kodwa iZimbabwe yakwala lokhu. Ngumathini Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 kusabona kuleBotswana.
Alingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lamhla lapho sihlaziya khona ukwethulwe inhlanganiso ye-International Monetary Fund kanye le-World Bank ezithi umnotho weZimbabwe uzancipha lonyaka lomnyaka ozayo. Lithini ngalokhu? Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Lingali lalele ku Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America ese Washington DC. Silisimamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la ku short wave 4930 6065 la ku 15460 kilohertz. Singakangena esigabeni silandelayo wathi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulamasotsha angaba ngamachumi amabili lasithupha kahulumende weLeniger abulewe ekuhlaselweni kwenye inkamba yeziphepheli ethi zalithi elizweni lelo ngabantu abakade behlome bephelele abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabesimoslem. Ake sizwe udaba oluveza umbono kahulumende weleMelika.
Umthethwandaba we-Supreme Court kwele Russia sugcizelele isinqumo somthethwandaba we-High Court esokuthi iqembu le-Majlis elilwisa kwele Crimea esigabeni esiphansi kombuso we-Russia laliswe ukusebenza okusemthethweni. Kodwa ele Melika lithi kalamukeli isinqumo lesi ngoba ele Russia lingene kwele Crimea okungekho emthethweni. Umsekeli kanobhala kugatsha olubona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe uthi ukuchaza iqembu leli njengeqembu eledlulisa amalawulo akuqondanga ngoba kuliqembu elilwela inkululeko yeCrimea. Ele Russia libikwa liqhubeka libusa ngodlame izizalwane zeCrimea zihlukunyezwa ngokubotshwa mahlayana ukuthunjwa lokwephulelwa amalungelo azo. Indaba ezihlupha abanengi zigoqela ukuhlukuluzwa kwaye ngomgcini sihlalo weqembu leMajlis uMustafa Jemilev osekuphumule nokwamanje kwele Kiev ngemva kokuba uhulumende wele Russia ethe sengumabona bulawe kanye lesinye isiphathamandla seCrimea uRefat Chubarov. Lo Aktem Chigoz ongumsekeli kamgcinisihlalo waleli qembu yena olokhe evalelwe kusukela ngozibandlela ku-2015 esetheswa icala lokukhokhela ubudlwangudlwangu bomvukela wabantu beCrimea osele minyaka phose emibili elokhe ethoniswa icala linye lingapheli. Ngalokho eleMelika lithi kalamukele imizamo yeRussia yokuqhubeka lihlukumeza izizalwane zeCrimea likhuthaza ukubuyiselwa kwalumhlubulo phansi kombuso weUkraine.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika. Kwezemidlalo umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uErol Akbay ukhulekela ukuba iqembu lakhe liqhubekele phambili linqoba kumidlalo yeCastle Premier Soccer League ukuze lithuthukise amathuba alo okuphakamisa isicoco salonyaka esePSL. Intatheli izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu leHighlanders lizenqikelana leChapungu kusasa enkundleni iAscott ngemva kokuba lenelise ukunqoba kumidlalo yalo emihlanu edluleyo kusigaba sePSL. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBhoso uErol Akbay uthi kungenzeka bephuthe imidlalo yalonyaka bebobotheka nxa bengayala belokhu betshaya eziwayo.
Everything is possible now. Because last 2-3 weeks we play very good football and I think
it's noma yini singenzakala ngoba emavikini adlulile sidlale kuhle kakhulu njalo singaqhubeka sidlala kuhle singajabula ukucinina kuyabe sekumele iFC Platinum the Capes ilahle ama points ngoba xa bengenzanga njalo imizamo yethu ingaba yize.
Iqembu leHighlanders lihlezi kundawo yesithathu engalaneni yemiklomelo lile miklomelo engamachumi amane lesikhombisa. Ikanti iqembu elihlezi phezu kwengalane leFC Platinum lile miklomelo engamachumi amahlanu lanye. Kuthi iqembu leCapes United elikundawo yesibili lile miklomelo engamachumi amahlanu. Lesi simo sichazwe ngumqeqeshi wabo nozinti beqembu leHighlanders uCosmas Zulu njengokuba bona owabo umkhankaso osufana nje lephupho.
We are riding on a dream which we want to.
Nasile phupho esiligijimisayo njalo sizabona lapho okuzowela khona indulo xaxaxa ekuphaphameni kwethu.
Kweminye imidlalo yeviki lamachumi amabili lanhlanu ezadlalwa kusigaba sePSL kusasa, iqembu leHighlanders lizadibana lele Mutare City Rovers enkundleni eluveve. Iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars lizemukela eLetsholotsho enkundleni eBaobab. Iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadibana lele Triangle enkundleni eNyamunga. Ukuthi iqembu leHarare City lizanqikilana lele FC Platinum enkundleni yeRufaro. Ngensonto iqembu leBulawayo City lizachana lele Chicken Inn enkundleni eBaba Fields. Iqembu leDynamos likhangelelwe ukuba lidlale lele Wange enkundleni yeRufaro. Loba nje abafana basemalahleni kungela qiniso ukuba baza kuya yini esigodlweni ngoba kule mbiko ethi bebekhalala umsebenzi bekhonona ngokungaholi. Iqembu leBotha Strikers lizemukela ele Capes United enkundleni yeDeliver Team. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Njanji. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilichiya ezandleni zikaNtungameli Nkomo esethulela uhlelo Woza Friday.
Ichi Woza, Woza Friday, my darling. Woza Friday, umsebenzi upokile.
Uhlelo lokuzilibazisa olwe Woza Friday namuhla silonkosikazi Sithembile Mlotshwa yena osecindezele idlalate lakhe lesibili elilesihloko esithi Ngxabangxoza.
Akulunganga mama weche uwenzela.
Ngaphandle kokuba ngumculi, uMamlotshwa ungumeli wesigaba seMathebeleland South edale leSenate njalo ulilunga lebandla leMDCT. Kodwa ayisilo udaba ezingalo lamhlanje. Udaba olumqoka ngolwedlalate lakhe leli elilengoma eziyisishiyagalombili lona athi uzalethula okusemthethweni kunsukwana ezilandelayo. Yiphi ke ingxabangxoza uMamlotshwa akhuluma ngayo lapha?
Ingxabangxoza engikhuluma ngayo yile ngihlabela ngayo i-track le ethina akulunganga ukuthi umuntu engumama okhangeleyo ukuthi uyakhonza abese siba besanda endabeni ezingaqedakalisi.
Kuyini obukubonile Mamlotshwa?
Ngibona kakhulu ukuthi ama-churchi emhlabeni wonke jikelele asemaningi, ethu emaningi. Kudala thina sisakhula umuntu ongumama owayesonta wayekhangelwe njengomuntu ocolekileyo owenza into ezicolekileyo kuphela ungasozuzwe ukuthi lalapho ukukhuluka khona amanga kungani kulesandla sakhe kumbe lapho kulento ezimbi khona kube lokucatshangela ukuthi layo bekukhona entweni enjalo kodwa ngokuthi uyakhangela kathesike abantu abakhonzayo kakhulu uzafica ukuthi indaba lezi engizicambileyo kwesinye isikhathi yafikwa sebesebenzisa i-church ukuthi bagijike phezu kwabanye abantu bagxoba abanye abantu amazwane
kulale njalo ethi mama wami lapho umhlabeleli akhumbula khona unina Mamlotsha wethu le idlalate lakhe lakuqala elilesihloko esithi umntwana nami lo inyakenye la kwabithwa ngabanengi elesibili leli lalo lizwakala lihloko mampela okwesavunguzane
Ngane sikhuluma ngendoda lapha indoda lokuthi nxa esehlula ukuthatha athi nxa esezizintombi abe sesebona ngani intombi le yiye esini emfaka ipressure yiye esimdidimezela yiye esinganile sivungu zane sokuthi kalunge masinyane athathe kade ngamanje ukuthi yena akevele kwereti ukuthi athathe
ufuna ntathe ufuna ntathe Usufuna ngake Usufuna ntate Usufuna ntate Usufuna ngake
Njengomuntu ophatheke kwezombusazwe umamlotshwa akakwazanga ukuliqeda lelidlalate engafakanga ingoma ephatha umumo welizwe Yileke aphuma ngayo enkundleni ethi sicela izulu yona athi ingomkhuleko kusomandla ukuthi angenele kudaba lweZimbabwe
Uyayibiza umama Madawu ubhodloza umhlatho ngeshulathambo uza ngozelo lokuzivela abantwana baseZimbabwe Khalima stopheka sentombe mhlawumbe leli gama lakho lingazwakala phezulu emafini
kwase kwamnandi kanje kuhlelo was a friday sibongeke ijahele dala untungamile inkomo kodwa singake hlukani ke sikhangele indaba ebezikhokhela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje obe ngumgcini sihlalo wecommission ye national peace and reconciliation commission njalo wake waba ngusomlomo wedalela eparlamente umnumzana Cyril Ndebele kasekho abe Zimbabwe abasebehlala eBotswana bathukuthele ngesenzo samapolisa sokudubula omunye wabo ocine elahlekelwa lilihlo. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisa igama nguChris Gande ngilijiya ke ku Studio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.